I
just couldn't.
Yeah, that's exactly right. But let's say I ask you, I say, will you help me? You say, no, I'm sorry.
I can't.
Right. Say, I'm tired. All day? I
worked.
Okay. And up in the corner, you might see in a house.
Cobweb.
Okay. And if it's outside, you might call it a
spider web.
Sure, exactly. Someone comes over, a salesman comes to your house, and he says he wants to sell something to you. You say, well, I don't know, I'm going to have to wait until later in the day. I'm going to have to ask my
husband.
And he might say,
no.
All right, he might say no, right? That's very good. If he answered the phone, he might put the salesman off the same way and say, no, I have to ask my
wife.
Right. And a woman whose husband is dead is a
widow.
And your mother and father, you might call them your
parents.
Okay. And you have your offspring are your
children.
Okay. And if the one is a male, he's a
boy.
And he is your
son.
And the other is a
daughter.
And she is a
girl.
Fine. And you say, this is Mr. Brown, and this person over here is
Mrs. Brown.
Right. And this man is, you're talking to someone else. You say some people, they don't know their relative. You point to this man over here and you say, now that man is your uncle. And that woman right next to him is
your aunt.
Right. And the man who presides over a trial is a
judge.
Right. And this is my left
ear.
And this is my
right ear.
Right. And if I grew whiskers, I might grow a
beard.
Right. And this is my
mouth.
And this is the what of my hand?
Palm.
Right. And I make two
fists.
And you might, you get pains here, and here. You might have to say he has pains in the
joints.
Good. And this is my
chest.
And a person is frightened, you might say he's
scared.
Right. So that's funny because scared, he didn't
act scared.
But before, when he's younger, he didn't to be scared. He didn't. Is that completely unfamiliar to you to say he didn't used to be scared? This is it isn't in my speech either.
Yeah.
But I mean, do you know this? We have a great deal of trouble getting it.
I don't think
he
so. It didn't occur to
no.
me.
No. If a person isn't careful, he's the opposite of that.
Careless.
Sure. And person works all day, he's
tired.
Right. And she was working and suddenly she became ill. You say, she what on the job? She
fainted.
Yeah, or you could say, was sick. She
took ill.
Okay. Or took.
Okay. Took sick.
Right. Would you use that? You wouldn't use that.
No.
You'd say took ill. You wouldn't use took
yeah.
sick. Right. Okay. For any special reason?
This is
how okay, how about got sick? Does that sound right? Or don't you use the word sick? Wouldn't you use the word sick? But,
no.
Okay, you'd use ill. Fine. Person went out, he didn't have enough clothes on, it was raining, and he came in coughing. You say, looks like he what? He's
catching a cold.
In the past, he. That's right, exactly.
Has a cold.
Not that he's in the process of getting it, but that he already possesses it.
Has a cold.
You're right. So the first time you said, looks like he is doing what?
He's coughing.
Yeah, and so he looks like he, what a cold. He
got a cold.
Or cough. You said catching cold, didn't you?
Yes.
Well, in the past, though, you said.
Caught a cold.
Right. So would you say the whole thing, just in normal conversation, say, well, he
caught a cold.
Right. And a person can't talk, he's laryngitis, you might say he's
hoarse.
Fine. And a doctor comes over and he gave you some pills. And he looks at the bottle and there isn't one out of there. And he says, and he scolds you and he says, haven't you what your medicine
taken
yet?
Your medicine.
Right. Person can't hear, he's
hard of hearing.
Or just completely
deaf.
Right. And he what? He did what? He
wiped his
yeah, but what why did
sweating.
He, right. In the past though he
sweat.
Okay. And I